a lot of talk about what the Ravens got this time on defense. How about Bernard Pierce? Did you get a chance to? Didn't see much of him the last time he played. He obviously was a factor yesterday.
He's a pretty good guy throwing the football. He's throwing a running back, right?
Yeah.
We actually just finished watching film, man. Number 30, he's a real good dude out there on the football field. I feel like he offers a different type of style of running, you know, even though it's the same running game. But he's pretty good on the edges. Physical guy, too.
Yeah. Just thoughts watching the Ravens yesterday, especially typical Ravens and the emotion that they bring when they take the football field. And I guess you guys got to get ready for that.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing with every week. You know, we got to get ready playing everybody. Of course, they're going to be amped up, you know, getting Ray Lewis back, getting some guys healthy. But, you know, they got to travel here to Denver. And, you know, it's a playoff game. Everybody's emotions are going to be running high.
You know, you've said many times you were 52 because of Ray Lewis. What did you think when he made that announcement last week? And what did you think of that kind of the display yesterday?
You know, 17 years, man, that's a heck of a career, man. He's one of the greatest to me to ever play the game. You know, I'm excited to get a chance, to play against him one more time. And, you know, it is what it is, man. You know, it's playoff time. It's all about the Broncos right now.
So you don't feel bad if you end his career?
Not at all. You know, I mean, we're just ready to play.
How are you guys situated differently heading into the divisional round of the playoffs than you were a year ago?
Well, I mean, it's a complete different team. You know, you can't really compare and try to pick out something that's the exact same from last year's team as this year's team. You know, we're a veteran-like team. You know, we're more experienced. And, you know, obviously Peyton came in. You know, we're a different team just grasping the whole concept of being in the playoffs and, you know, being a good team. And that's something that we didn't really have last year, and even though we got a chance to win that first round. So it's been a lot different.
You feel a little more calm, peace about the playoffs versus last year? It was just going into it blind, not experiencing it before. Now you kind of know what to expect.
Yeah, we definitely know what to expect. Last year, getting that my first time, you know, a lot of guys' first time to get in the playoffs last year to see what it feels like, and, you know what you got to do to win. You know, you can't be, I should have made that play. You know, you got to be at your game every single snap, and that's something that, you know, a lot of guys on this team have experience with going to the playoffs about.
How long did that bitter taste from the defeat stick with
us? You know, it's still sticking with us to this day. You know, it's something that we've been wanting to do, you know, get back to the playoffs, you know, and be the last team standing. That's what it's all about. And last year losing on the road, you know, definitely something that we weren't looking forward to and weren't, you know, anything. We're not going to accept that.
West, does the cold, possible snow bug you at all?
Snow here? Nah, not at all. You know, we practice in it daily. You know, that's what home field advantage is for. You know, all the outcomes of the game, you know, we're ready for. You know, we're not going to make any excuses. We're going to use everything to our advantage.
You guys, it seems like a sort of methodical process. We ask you every week about a big picture. It seems like everyone on the whole team is very focused in on the task at hand, day in, day out. I assume you'll just sort of take that same mantra throughout the playoffs here as well?
Absolutely. Come to work every day, one day at a time, one game at a time. You know, hopefully we're the last team standing with that trophy. And, you know, to us, that's the only thing that matters. You know, being the best team on the field that week, and, you know, not worrying about the week after that, who's coming up. You know, we just want to take care of the game that's right there in front of us.
I thought about Baltimore avenging that tough, you guys put it to them pretty good in Baltimore. Certainly they're
going to
use that for some extra motivation.
Yeah, I mean, they should. You know, all rights, they should. But, you know, the same thing, you know, we let them make some plays on us and, you know, gave up some big plays. So we're looking to revenge ourselves, too, just like they are, too. You know, it's going to be a good game, good playoff atmosphere. You know, both teams are going to come ready to play.
Is that how you protect against feeling comfortable that you won 34-17 because of just that, what happened because of the game?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, Baltimore is a good team, man. They can, you know, stretch the field running, you know, throwing it down the field. You know, it's, you know, we gave up huge plays, and, you know, we can't, you know, sit back and say, you know, we beat them outright. You know, we got to come ready to play just like they got to come ready to play for us, too.
Were you guys watching that today? Should you go back and watch that fourth quarter?
No, we've been watching it for the whole week. You know, today we just watched their last playoff game as a defense and, you know, saw what they did out there on the football field. You know, saw what changes they made on offense to get ready for that.
Are they a much different team than they were 3 weeks ago?
I mean, same scheme, you know, same mentality. Try to bully you. Try to come in, run the ball down your throat. And, you know, that's our game. You know, we like that physical challenge, and you know that mentality is already there for us. You know, we want to be a physical defense and play physical. So you know that's part of our game.
So the first week you played him, it was Jim Caldwell's first week as coordinator. Do you have a better sense of how he likes to call games now, what maybe you guys can expect?
Yeah, we got a couple games. And, you know, it's definitely, you know, his play calling is going to match up against our defensive coaches. And, you know, his players are going to come to play just like our defensive coaches' players are going to come to play. So, you know, it is what it is. We got to be ready. You know what they're going to do. And, you know, that mentality is try to run the football and throw the ball down the field.
Last question.